maybe make a wish on it.
A wishbone.
All right. What's supposed to happen when you do that?
Right. You're supposed to make a wish if you get the largest piece. It's supposed to come true. So,
yeah, so it doesn't necessarily have anything to do with marriage all the time.
Not to my knowledge.
Any wish. Okay. Do you have any kind of general term, a comprehensive term, for the inside parts of a hog that you could eat but might not normally eat? Maybe like the lungs or the heart and that kind of thing.
Do I have any what now?
Any general term that would include all of those insides that are edible?
Well, intestines, you could say, hog guts.
Hog guts, yeah. Okay. Do you know the word harslet, haslet, hashlet, any of that?
It's,
which one?
Well, that's Hashley is what I think I've heard used, and that was the cooking of the liver and what they call the lights together, and found out later that the lights were the lungs.
Right, right. And you call it the
Hashley.
Okay. All right, and here in the South, this is eaten by a good many people. It's really hog intestines cleaned out real well and cooked.
Chitlins.
Okay. All right, this expression, if it's, you hear, you go on a farm and you hear your animals carrying on, you know, they're hungry, you might say, well, I know it's so late, it's right on to
feeding time.
Okay. All right, this is an interesting one. I don't know if you're familiar with this or not, but have you ever heard a farmer call to his cows to get them to come in from the pasture?
Haven't spent too much time on the farm, but I guess I have.
Do you remember how it went?
Yeah. I would have them call them, you know, pigs. And
to get them to come to them?
Yeah.
Get the pigs running toward them?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How would they, what would
so
they say?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Can I get your version?
I don't know. Something into that order.
Do they say anything to pigs to scatter them?
Yeah. It's silly,
Okay. What about the chickens, if you want to get your chickens?
Yeah, chick.
Okay. Anything to scatter them?
Yeah, shoot.
Okay. Now, we're getting back to cows. Do you remember anything at all that might...
I can't think of anything at all.
Have you ever heard?
That was something that they would say, like, saw here. I mean, that's from the standstill when they were milking.
You said what to them?
Saw, I don't remember.
He was standstill? Was it saw?
Yeah, but he was saw or something like that.
Okay. All right, talking about getting a come to you, have you ever heard anything that went like sukow, sukow, or co-inch, co-inch? Nothing like that?
Nothing.
Nothing like that, okay. Okay, any calls to calves?
No, I don't.
Right. What about the horses, to get them to come up from the pasture?
No, I don't know. I don't remember hearing anything.
No idea, okay. Do you have any idea what you might say to, if you're plowing with mules or horses, what you'd say to get them to turn right or left?
Well, yes, I don't know which is which, but they say gee and ha.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what you would say to a horse if you wanted them to get started, if you were riding it?
Yeah, say, get up.
Okay, and to stop it would be.
Whoa.
Do people around here ever raise sheep?
I haven't seen any.
Wouldn't know any calls to sheep. Okay. All right, this word, if you want to get your horses ready to go somewhere, you say you have to watch your horse.
Up.
Okay, another word that you might use.